Today we find out, what does the central bank have in store for the U.S. economy? From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve ends 2 days of meetings today, and at the end, Chair Jerome Powell will come out and give us, hopefully, some more details on the central bank's plans for the economy. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Hey, Susan.
Good morning.
All right, so what are we expecting to hear from the Fed today?
Well, the market widely expects Chairman Powell to come out and talk about tapering, so gradually removing some of the support that the Fed has been offering to the market. This is expected, so it shouldn't come as a surprise to the market, but I think what will be of interest is any comments that Chairman Powell makes about when the change in interest rates will start.
And just remind everyone why that is important.
The next step for the Fed would be to raise interest rates, which currently are at zero. That would imply that the Fed feels fully confident in the economy. They think the economy is back on its normal progression, and that increase in interest rates would probably still be marginal.
All right. Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A lot of people had some tough luck getting Halloween costume orders in time this year. Yours truly included. My Squid Game mask only arrived today. Useless. You can blame your old friend supply chain issues, but some sales platforms might have an opportunity here. Etsy, the craft-oriented e-commerce site, which, by the way, reports earnings later today, has been running ads positioning itself as the destination for unique holiday gifts. But do they stand a chance of arriving on time? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
It might be even tougher than usual to get your hands on this season's hottest toys. But what about some hand-crocheted superhero dolls? Or a wizard wand made of reclaimed barnwood?
I think people are just going to be like, you know, I can't find exactly what I'm looking for. What's a decent substitute?
Forrester analyst Sucharita Kadali says retailers less dependent on global supply chains like Etsy or secondhand apps like Poshmark and ThredUp could be popular options this year. But just because their merchandise isn't stuck in a shipping container doesn't necessarily mean items will be ready on time.
And half of the time, the people are making the stuff.
And most are probably shipping with the U.S. Postal Service, says consultant Satish Jindal with ShipMatrix. So sellers should count on delays.
At least a day more than what the carriers tell them is their commitment time.
He says the good news is the Postal Service has added a lot more capacity since last year. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Here in the U.S., the Federal Reserve probably won't raise interest rates until sometime maybe late next year. In the U.K., it is a different story. Inflation there might push its central bank to intentionally slow down the economy to keep prices under control. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has more on why inflation has turned into a long-term puzzle for the U.K.
Bright orange carrots are falling off a production line at an Alfred G. Pierce factory. The 50-year-old company is the nation's leading vegetable producer for prepared foods. That means these carrots will wind up in packs of pre-made salad, stir-fry meals, or in cans of pickles sold at grocery stores or served in restaurants. But times here are tough.
We've got a huge amount of challenges that all come along at once, starting off with Brexit, labor shortages, haulage crisis, and that's before we even get to COVID.
Jack Pierce is AGP's business development manager, and he's part of the third generation of this family business.
We're having to put up pay rates to retain and attracting staff, and that's before we start talking about growing input costs of fertilizer, seed. We're just seeing inflation everywhere.
AGP certainly isn't alone. Ian Wright, the boss of the UK's Food and Drink Federation, appeared in Parliament a few weeks ago with his own warning.
In hospitality, which is a precursor of retail, inflation is currently running somewhere between 14 and 18%. That is terrifying.
All of this threatens to feed through to everyday shoppers who already paid prices this September that were 3.1% higher than they were a year ago. Brexit-induced labor issues and pandemic supply chain problems are one component.
There's also quite strong demand, and therefore the economy is relatively hot, and that causes prices to go up as well. And that's probably the area the Bank of England is more concerned about.
That's Yael Selfin, chief economist at KPMG, who says the big question is when the bank will act. Governor Andrew Bailey and nine other Monetary Policy Committee members have expressed worries about rising inflation and the need to contain it. But two others say there's little the central bank can do because problems are mostly due to shortages caused by surging demand as global economies restarted from their pandemic shutdowns.
Monetary policy normally takes a lag, and therefore central banks tend to target medium-term inflation rather than the short-term volatility.
But for companies like Jack Pierce's, inflation is a problem now.
I wish I had a crystal ball. I like to think that some of what we're seeing will ease off. It's very Darwinistic.
For him, analyzing labor, energy, and input costs are crucial to ensuring the business survives for the next generation. In Norfolk, England, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.